Vaša ekscelencijo, gospodine
Rasmussen. Your Excellency, Mr. Rasmussen, it is my pleasure to welcome you once again here in the Presidency of Bosnia and Herzegovina and to express hope that your visit will mean a step forward for Bosnia and Herzegovina as a whole. Today, we had an opportunity to share our views with NATO Secretary General on today on the so far cooperation between NATO and Bosnia and Herzegovina, which has been lasting for several years. It had some very successful phases. We also came to a conclusion that we have been very successful in the defense reform, that Bosnia and Herzegovina is a partner of NATO alliance in missions throughout the world in peace support operations, and that is the wish of Bosnia and Herzegovina, that being aware of its past, to be a guarantor of the peace wherever it possible in the world and wherever it's needed. In this exchange of opinions, we've got support and commandments for the support of the units of the armed forces in ISAF mission in Afghanistan and the wish to continue this deployment. Of course, this is also an opportunity to talk about a way ahead on our path towards NATO, and this is something that we have to live up to with our obligations and all those who actually committed themselves in the past to proceed to NATO. We agree that there are two problems. One problem is that NATO skepticism that appeared in part of Bosnia and Herzegovina, precisely in the Republika Srpska, and that we will have to work in the future and to explain how it came about, that skepticism, to see if we can overcome that. And the second problem is a technical setback of Bosnia and Herzegovina on its progress towards NATO, and that is the resolution of the issue of the defense property. We know that NATO decided to invite Bosnia and Herzegovina to MEP under one condition, and that the condition is to resolve the issue of the defense property. We've made significant progress on this path. The leaders of political parties signed the political agreement a year ago on resolution of the defense property and other state property, but this has not been finalized. It is still in front of the political leaders and in front of parliamentarians of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The presidency has completed its part of the work. That means that we have identified 63 prospective military sites. We believe that the visit of His Excellency Mr. Rasmussen will contribute to the overall development of Bosnia and Herzegovina. And once again, I would like to thank him. Thank you, Chairman, Your Excellency.
Mr. President, it is indeed a great pleasure to be back in Sarajevo today. Your country is an important partner for NATO. We thank you for the contribution to our mission in Afghanistan. In particular, I welcome your recent decision to deploy a unit of the military police to Afghanistan. This shows that you are committed to becoming a security provider and contributing to international stability. You aspire to join our alliance, and I think Bosnia and Herzegovina would profit from being a member of NATO and the European Union. Look at the countries in Central Eastern Europe and see how they have benefited from NATO and the European Union. They enjoy a security that has also made them very attractive for foreign investments. They have seen high economic growth, job creation, and growing prosperity. Bosnia and Herzegovina can achieve the same if you have the political will. And the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina deserve that. I urge the political leaders of Bosnia and Herzegovina to allow the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina the same opportunities as the peoples of Central and Eastern countries that joined our alliance almost 10 years ago. And let me assure you today that NATO stands ready to assist your reform efforts. But I also have to stress that only Bosnia-Herzegovina can lead them. Only you can implement the reforms which are necessary to achieve the goals you have chosen. Goals that will benefit all people in this country, from all entities. NATO has taken the first step by granting Bosnia-Herzegovina a condition-based, so-called, membership action plan. We are ready to activate that membership action plan as soon as Bosnia-Herzegovina solves the question of immovable defense properties. That is, to ensure that those defense properties are registered as state property. Why is that so important? These are important sites. They include military barracks, training and shooting ranges, radar facilities and airfields. And a resolution on their registration would benefit everyone. The state would get the property it needs. The rest would go to the entities and municipalities, which could either use them or sell them to help their citizens. Everyone would have clarity. But even more importantly, a resolution would show that political decisions in Bosnia-Herzegovina are not just taken, but also implemented. And that all parties in Bosnia-Herzegovina can reach consensus and work together for the same goal. That is key for any country's future and key to reach the full potential of a NATO membership action plan. That's why it is so important. And nearly 1 year ago, the main political parties in this country reached an agreement on the question of immovable defense properties. Implementing this agreement is a condition to activate your membership action plan. NATO welcomes this political agreement, but it is up to you to take the next step. It's up to you to implement the agreement you have made and register immovable defense property as the property of the state. Above all, it would allow you to take the next step and move closer to NATO. You only need to look around to see how membership of the alliance has helped transform this region. And the people in Bosnia-Herzegovina deserve to share in that transformation. This is an historic opportunity and an historic responsibility. So I urge all leaders and all communities in this country to show the leadership that is needed to take Bosnia-Herzegovina forward on the path which you have chosen. NATO will be with you every step of the way, but only you can walk that path and take the next step. Thank you.
Thank you, Excellency. Molim vas pitanja.